Not to do it. Mama! Naomi! Get on in here quick!
What is it, baby?
The Sweet Dream Protecto Beam.
Lord, not another worthless electronic device.
Worthless? Mama, this is the finest home security system that money can buy.
That's right, Ms. Harper. How does it work, baby? How does it protect us?
With an invisible infrared beam. See, the minute a burglar passes into it, he activates the alarm. Highly sophisticated, yet simple enough for a child to use.
Well, it's in the right hands.
Is this how you turn it on?
Ooh, careful, Skeeter. See, now you've engaged it. Now nobody can pass through that door without setting off the loudest alarm you ever heard.
Hey, everybody! When's dinner?
Real good, Benton. I know I'm gonna rest a whole lot easier tonight.
The problem must be a little short.
Yeah, a little short of brains. Bubba, we'll have dinner as soon as the roast is done, and the table is set.
Sure thing, Grandma. Hey, guess what? T-Boy and Dwayne both got accepted to Raytown JC.
Good Lord, that college sure has gone downhill. Guess now they'll accept anything that breathes. What about you, Bubba? You heard back from Florida State yet?
Not yet. They gotta accept me, Grandma. They just gotta.
I still don't understand why in the world you want to go to college in Tallahassee.
Because, Miss Harper, Ed and Eunice live down there.
Like I said, why would you want to go to college in Tallahassee?
Come on, Grandma. It's been so long since I've seen Mom and Dad. I want them to get to know me again. I wonder if they've changed much.
Not enough, I'm sure.
Well, I hope I hear from Florida State soon. I want to tell Mom and Dad the good news when they come for graduation.
It's what makes you so sure Ed and Eunice are going to come.
Grandma, they're not going to miss the big day I get my diploma.
Especially not since you're graduating, too.
Good Lord, I can't believe they're making us old night school fogies put on caps and gowns with you kids.
Well, Mama, you ought to feel proud.
Of what? Graduating magna cum lately?
Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Well, what the hell?
Well,
Bill,
what do you think?
Well, I think it's an accordion.
Hey, isn't that the same one you used to play when we were kids?
Oh, do you remember that?
How could we forget?
I just ran across it this morning. It was all boxed up underneath a pile of bricks in the back of the garage. I wonder what made Daddy store it way back there.
Must have been love of music.
Even after all these years, I still remember my first recital piece, The Little Wigwam.
Isn't that interesting? Well, everybody look at the time.
Back off. I think I got this alarm licked. Watch this. Come in!
Good afternoon, all.
Doggone it.
I could go back out if you like.
No, Alan. Vint's just having a little security system breakdown.
Aye, that's quite an elaborate setup, Vint. Does it have a silent alarm?
So far.
What brings our favorite school teacher to this neck of the woods?
Yeah, Mr. Hansen. Does it have anything to do with final grade point averages?
It certainly does. Mr. Higgins.
Wow! A 2.8!
Bubba, that is a C+. I'm impressed. Yeah,
me too.
And, of course, Mrs. Harp.
Uh-oh. My Lord. All I got's a four.
Oh, that's a straight A average.
The highest in the class.
Oh, well, what do you know about that?
Well, well, my mama the egghead.
Way to go, Grandma.
Now, Thelma, you better start working on your graduation speech.
Speech? What the hell are you talking about?
Well, as a student with the highest grade point average, you are the valedictorian.
Congratulations, Miss Harper. That means you get to make a speech in front of all the graduates.
Yeah, Mama.
Are you nuts? I'd be a nervous wreck speaking in front of all those people.
But Thelma, you must. You're the valedictorian.
Lord, why couldn't I just be stupid like the rest of my family? Esteemed faculty, welcome guests, fellow classmates. I come to... Oh, well, fine. Hello.
Hi, it's Eunice, Mama.
Well, Eunice, where in the world are you? I can barely hear you.
Well, I'm calling long distance from a payphone in the mall. Does Bubba have a manicure set?
Does he have a what?
A manicure set. They got him on sale at the Rexall, and I thought he'd make a perfect graduation gift. What do you think?
Well, Eunice, I don't think it really matters much what you bring, Bubba. It's your being here that's important.
Mama, we can't make it. Ed's been working on the car, and he says there's too many hills between here and Raytown.
Now, you listen here, Missy. I don't care if y'all come on pogo sticks. I will not have that boy's heart broken at his graduation.
Oh, can the dramatics, Mama. Bubba could care less.
I will have you know he's thinking about going to college in Tallahassee just to be close to you and Ed.
What? Oh, Mama, don't you dare send him here. All we've got is a one-room studio with a broken hot plate and a bed that comes out of the wall.
Moved up in the world, have you?
You listen here, old lady. Me and Ed aren't about to play the patsy so Bubba can put off growing up for another 4 years. No, sir. It's time for tough love, Mama. Tough love.
Fine, Eunice. I'll go put Bubba on the phone. We'll just see how tough you are.
Oh, gotta go, Mama. I'm all out of quarters.
Don't you dare hang up, you lily liver. Eunice! More! How in the world could I have raised such a hateful, unloving mother?
Hey, Mama.
What the hell do you want?
I finally got this protecto beam lit. Are you ready, Skeeter?
Ready, baby!
Now, Mama, I got the alarm set on high, so you're going to need some protection.
Good Lord, how loud is this thing going to be?
Huh?
Never mind!
Okay, Naomi, come on in.
What the hell's the matter with you two? Take those things off so I can yell at you.
Oh, Mama, I'm only doing this for your protection.
If you want protection, get this damn thing out of my kitchen. Bubba! Lunch!
Forget about my lunch. I'm not hungry.
Well, baby, what's the matter?
Nothing. My life is over, that's all. I heard from Florida State.
Oh, Bubba, don't tell me they rejected you.
Well, they said I should consider a school less academically demanding. Like bartender school.
Hey, I hear you can make a bundle mixing drinks.
Well, you shut up.
This was my one big chance to prove to Mom and Dad that I'd finally made something of myself. A chance for us to be a family again.
Well, sometimes these things work out for the best.
But Bubba, you don't have to make something of yourself to go home to your family.
Yeah, look at me. Mama's tickled to death to have me here.
You know, maybe you're right, Uncle Vint. Maybe I can't get into Florida State, but I bet Tallahassee has a junior college that would accept me in a second.
That's the spirit, Bubba.
Yeah, and then you can live with Ed and Eunice instead of in the dorm.
Could we please just shut up and have lunch? Don't these sandwiches look good?
Boy, Grandma, can you imagine Mom and Dad's faces when I tell them I'm going to be moving in with them?
Please, Bubba, not while I'm eating.
Lady and gentlemen, the two best-looking graduates of Edgar Allan Poe High School.
are so proud of you.
Yeah? Well, this old castle is driving me nuts. I feel like the rearview mirror on somebody's car.
Hey, Mom and Dad aren't here yet?
Maybe they went straight to the high school.
No, I'm sure they'd come here first. Hope they're okay.
Ow, I'll knock it off! I'm sorry, but this speech thing has just got me nuts. I'm as wound up as an eight-day clock.
Well, maybe you'd feel better if you had a dress rehearsal.
Well, sure, Miss Harper, give us your speech. We got plenty of time.
Okay. I got the whole thing on cards here, just in case I get nervous and forget. Esteemed faculty, welcome guests, fellow classmates. I come before you tonight with a...
That's Mom and Dad's car. I'm going anywhere.
Oh, shoot. Just Mr. Whitaker's lawnmower.
Do you mind?
Go ahead, Thelma.
Esteemed faculty, welcome guests, fellow classmates. I come before you tonight with a burning question in my heart. What the hell do you think you're doing?
Call my high school to have them page Mom and Dad.
Will you put those two losers out of your mind so I can finish my speech?
Do you have to call them losers? Just once I would like for them to visit without you getting Mom all upset.
Me? That woman is a human landmine just waiting to be stepped on.
Don't you dare pick a fight with her tonight, Grandma!
How can I? She isn't even coming.
What?
Well, she phoned earlier this week. They can't make it.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
I was hoping she would have a change of heart. I'm sorry, Bubba.
Oh, well, that's okay. It's just one night, that's all. It's no big deal. I'll be seeing Mom and Dad every day when I move to Tallahassee.
That's right, Bubba.
Of course you will.
Day and night.
Or you could just stay right here. Go to Raytown, J.C., with all your friends. By here, it's a wonderful school.
They don't want me in Florida with them, do they, Grandma?
Bubba, we'll talk all of this out as soon as graduation is over, okay?
Look, just forget about it. If my own parents don't care enough to be there, then I'm not going.
Bubba Higgins, you come back down here this minute.
Oh, Miss Harper, he can't miss his graduation.
Don't worry, I'm not going to let him. You all just run along ahead. I'll bring Bubba later.
But, Thelma, you're supposed to be there already.
I know that. Go find Mr. Hansen, tell him to stall. We'll be there as soon as we can. Will you quit playing with your beam and get the hell out of here?
Miss Harper, how are you going to persuade Bubba to change his mind?
With love, compassion, and understanding.
Oh!
Bubba, you get your butt down here right now!
And now, before you officially receive your diplomas, I would like you to welcome a lady whose spirit and gusto have given new life to Edgar Allan Poe High. Your class valedictorian, Thelma Harper. There has been a change in the program. For your graduation enjoyment, I give you the keyboard virtuoso, Miss Iola Boylan.
Bubba Higgins, I'm warning you, if you make me miss my graduation speech, you're not going to have a baccalaureate to sit on.
Grandma, I told you a million times. I'm staying home.
Well, I'm not going without you.
Look, Grandma, there's no reason for me to go. Thanks to my lousy mother.
Well, she's my lousy daughter, so I guess there's no need for me to go either.
Grandma, why are you doing this to me? It's my life. It's my graduation. Just butt out.
Now, you listen here to me, mister. When your mother dumped you on my doorstep, you were as wild as a weed in a junkyard. It has been up to me to tend you and to care for you, and once in a while throw a little fertilizer on you. Well, fine. Maybe I do go overboard a little bit, but that's because I take my job seriously.
It's not your job.
Well, somebody's gotta do it.
Just once, I wish it was my mother.
Bubba, did I ever tell you about my brother Clyde's graduation day? Well, Clyde was the oldest, and he was always Daddy's favorite. More than anything in the whole world, Clyde wanted one of them brand new automatic 22 rifles. They were real expensive, nearly 50 bucks. But Clyde just knew that Daddy was going to get him one for graduation. Well, he didn't. Instead, Daddy gave him a brand new Bible. Well, Clyde was so mad and disappointed he wouldn't even speak to Daddy. Matter of fact, he up and left for Amarillo the very next day. Things never were the same between he and the old man. And then years later, way after Daddy passed on, Clyde found that old Bible up in his attic. He'd never even taken it out of the box. He started thumbing through it, and right there in the middle was a $50 bill.
You mean he could have had that rifle all along?
That's right.
Well, why didn't your daddy just tell him?
Why didn't Clyde just read the Bible?
Gee, Grandma, I hope you weren't trying to cheer me up with this story.
No, Bubba, I was trying to show you that sometimes we can spend years searching for something that we had all along, just because it didn't come in the package that we expected.
Yeah, but what does all this have to do with me?
Well, Bubba, I know I'm not your mother, and Lord knows I would never want to take her place. Well, let's face it, baby, I'm what you got. And for what it's worth, I couldn't be any prouder of you or love you any more if you were my very own.
Thanks, Grandma.
Now, can we please get the hell out of here and go graduate?
You bet we can.
Oh, my Lord. I bet you Naomi put my car keys in her purse.
Oh, no.
Oh, as if we're not already late enough.
Hey, I know. We can take my motor scooter. Come on.
Oh, hell, Bubba. How am I going to keep my gown down? Everybody all together now!
Let's have a nice round of applause for Iola Boylan and her friends, and a salute to Mitch Miller. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, a few words from our class valedictorian, Thelma Harper.
Esteemed faculty, welcome guests, fellow classmates. I'd like to just begin with a word to the wise. Don't ever try to put a motorcycle helmet on top of your graduation cap. Well, I had a real fancy speech planned for tonight, but I lost all my notes on the interstate. Which brings me to my second little piece of advice. Don't ever, ever rehearse a speech on the back of a motor scooter going 80 miles an hour. So, I stand here before you tonight, gazing out over all your bright young faces, wondering what it is I can say to inspire you that you haven't already heard. Actually, this even sort of reminds me of my brother Clyde's graduation. Clyde was the oldest, and he was always my daddy's favorite. Well, Clyde was a hunter. And more than anything in the world, Clyde wanted one of them brand new automatic 22 rifles. Well, those are really expensive. Nearly 50. Boy, howdy, I cannot wait to get out of this hot gown into a cold beer.
Marla, it works! It works!
I can hear that, you go! Now turn it off!
I, I, can't. It's stuck.
Pull that plug, you moron!
Oh, thank goodness that awful noise has stopped.
Hey, Thelma, what about a little post-graduation sing-along?
Sure, I'll sing along with this.